Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Anthony Corrado breaks into his grandma's Florida home, beats her to death with a hammer. He then calls a maid service to help clean up the mess. Upon finding the body, the terrified cleaner pretends to retrieve supplies from her cars and flags down a cop. Meanwhile, Corrado's grandfather comes home from running errands, and Corrado launches a second hammer attack. Crime Online, Sydney Sumner with us. Sydney, what happened?
Nancy, cops arrive at the home to find Corrado standing in the front yard, covered head to toe in blood. Entering the home, they find a bloody hammer lying on the kitchen counter. Corrado's grandfather is found wrapped in a blanket with severe head injuries and flown to a nearby hospital. His wife found wrapped in a tarp with a plastic bag covering her head. The couple had a protective order against their grandson.
Corrado, 34, charged with murder and aggravated battery on an elder. Oklahoma cops driving through a rural area pull over when they hear what sounds like a scream. They continue following the sound to a nearby farm, worried someone's trapped under farm equipment. The officer slowly opens the barn door and finds a goat. Upset, his owner left him alone while tending to his buddy. Everyone had a good laugh and the officers went on their way. Happy that wasn't a bad call. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Central America as authorities in El Salvador now claim they have proof that former President Alfredo Cristiani attended a conference authorizing troops to carry out the 1989 murder of 6 Jesuit priests and 2 civilians. At a formal arraignment hearing this week, the same prosecutors who first made public the case against Cristiani said that the plot to assassinate the Jesuits during the 1980 to 1992 civil conflict in the country reached the highest levels of government. Cristiani, whose whereabouts are unknown and who left El Salvador in 2021, has consistently denied any knowledge or involvement in the crimes that stunned the entire world. In addition to knowing about and approving the 1989 murders, the prosecution says Cristiani made a call to reassure one of the priests just before he was killed. German law enforcement have seized a second man in connection with a racist arson attack on an asylum seeker shelter 32 years ago that resulted in the death of a Ghanaian man. Here's Crime Online's Sydney Sumner with more.
According to federal prosecutors, Peter St., whose full surname hasn't been made public because of privacy laws, was arrested by police in Saarland, Germany, on suspicion of being an accessory to murder and an accessory to attempted murder. The defendant, who is accused of having racist and neo-Nazi sentiments, is believed to have met with other far-right extremists on September 18, 1991, in a bar in the town of Zarlouy and called for attacks on immigrant homes.
Prosecutors suspect that Peter St., a major figure in the local skinhead scene, applauded incidents taking place at the time in eastern Germany and added, quote, "something should burn or happen here, too." Back in this country now, as a California women's prison where a former federal corrections officer has been found guilty of assaulting 2 inmates. This follows news that the warden and other staff members have been accused of engaging in similar behavior. 5 counts of sexual abuse against the 2 women occurred between 2019 and 2020 at FCI Dublin, which is located about 20 miles east of Oakland. A jury found the officer, John Russell Bellhouse, guilty on all 5 counts. 40-year-old Bellhouse is scheduled for sentencing to take place in August. New York City's reliance on the stop-and-frisk strategy as part of a new campaign to curb gun violence is affecting communities of color and breaking the law. This according to a court-appointed federal monitor. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Monitor Mylon Dennerstein claims that the NYPD's neighborhood safety teams, special units deployed over the past 14 months to collect firearms in high-crime neighborhoods, have been engaging in, quote, unconstitutional policing by stopping and frisking an excessive number of people without cause. Dennerstein says that only 41% of stops, 32% of frisks, and 26% of searches at one particular police station were authorized. The neighborhood safety teams, which operate in 34 neighborhoods where 80% of the city's violent crime occurs, are a substitute for the anti-crime teams that the NYPD discontinued in 2021.
Dennerstein claims that 97% of those the safety teams have stopped are either Black or Hispanic.
Bethany Bauer, 38, staying with her sister in Illinois while they take care of an elderly relative. Bauer's sister spends the night of July 24 at the relative's home. While she's gone, it appears Bauer packs up her stuff, wallet, cell phone, items for her dog, and a purse, but leaves without it. When Bauer's sister arrives at home the next day, the purse and the dog sitting on the front porch. No one has heard from Bauer in more than 1 year. If you know anything about Bethany Bauer's disappearance, please call Newton, Illinois PD 618-783-8478. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.